Through the noon haze, I can see it. The sun temple. A great pitted cone of basalt that spirals upwards on some shattered ramps grows into a burnished sphere at the apex. Near the heavy bronze doors at its base, there's a little boy with a green eye shield who's dragging a white goat in little circles. A rusting Chevrolet sags in the background. The flies are busy. Otherwise, the baked earth of the temple foreground is bare. But I can hear the sun priests. They are black and allegedly sacred. And I've come to learn their secrets. So it's highly likely they've hidden themselves in the temple. They're already irritated by the coachloads of pale-faced Canadian tourists with glassy creams and cameras and loud voices. By the constant overflight of tourist aircraft. And now, ever since the solar crisis, they've been inflamed.
Ever since the solar crisis, they've been inflamed by anxious anthropologists who've accosted them with field recorders like this one. Ever since the solar crisis.
Sun power. Sun power. Sun power. Sun power. Sun power. Sun power, sun power, sun
surface power, phenomena on the sun. Well, the features of solar activity most familiar to the general public are the so-called sunspots and solar prominences, the eruptions of hot and luminous gases that sometimes rise to a height of hundreds of thousands of kilometers above the sun's surface. The spots, which look dark only because of their contrast with the more luminous surface around them, are actually great funnel-shaped vortices in the outer layers of the sun, within which the gases ascend spirally upwards and outwards. The expansion of the gases as they rise through these vortices decreases their temperature and makes the spots seem darker than the rest of the unperturbed surface. When the spot is situated close to the edge of the disk, we can see these gaseous eruptions in profile as giant columns of fire. The current theory of the origin of sunspots is based on the fact that the sun, not being a rigid body, rotates with different angular velocities in its different parts. The rotation is somewhat faster in the equatorial regions than in the regions closer to the poles. This difference of velocities causes the formation of whirls on the surface of the sun, in the very same manner that the different velocities of water currents cause whirls on the surface of rapid rivers and streams. We cannot leave the subject without calling attention to the remarkable periodicity of sunspots, a phenomenon which has not yet received any satisfactory explanation. in an average period of around 11 and a half years, there is a cyclic increase and decrease in the number of spots on the solar surface. This periodicity has some minute influence on the physics of our globe, manifested, for example, in slight changes of the average yearly temperature of the order of 1 degree or so. There have also been some attempts to correlate this periodic activity of the sun with changes in the time of the migration of swallows, with wheat yields, and even with social revolutions. But such correlations can hardly be considered as well established. Spots and prominences are limited to a comparatively thin layer of the solar surface and probably have no more connection with the evolutionary life of the sun than slight skin irritations have with the developmental life of human beings. Alarmist reports need not concern us.
Sun power, 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 sun power.